I saw a stat that said that the number of jobs that are online that you can work from home, the number of high-paying jobs, they have a lot of those online. The ones that entry-level jobs, they're starting to phase them out from working from home. So if you're skilled and you could do a good job, you can work from home and get paid because you have earned the right and the skill level to work from home. They're talking about everybody else. Think about how sorry some of your coworkers were in the office, and now they're at home with a computer up, looking at YouTube. YouTube on one side, and then I look at it like now. Like I said, I measure my productivity. In an 8-hour period, I learned that I worked for about 3.5 hours on my time, on my dime. Welcome to Reading the Room. We're here in this space because we're always approached on how do we do everything we do. How did you know that? How did you need to tell that was going to happen?
So we thought we'd make it a podcast on Reading the Room with our insights and share as we go a little from our past experiences, things we're going through now.
Giving our perspective on certain topics, both professionally and personally, to give you the edge you need to read the room you're in. Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hey.
Or morning.
How are you?
Gerard.
Sarah here.
Hey, so we are going to go off the script a little bit. We don't really have a script.
Feathers go viral.
Maybe. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of people that, I mean, there's a whole big discussion now about, all right, okay, let's talk about this. In 2020, something crazy in the world happened, and everybody ended up working from home. Remember? All right, so here's the thing. We remember with the kids, they were like, oh, we're going to do school from home for like a couple weeks, right? And everybody was on Zoom calls, and how productive were the kids when they made the transition from going to school every day to working from home? How productive were they?
I mean, honestly, we had a few that were great at managing their time and getting all their agendas done. And then we had other ones that would cry 2 minutes into the Zoom.
2 minutes into the Zoom, right? Mm-hmm. So then, you know, from what I do on the real estate side, we ended up finding a bunch of houses for people that had dedicated offices because we were moving to this whole thing where everybody's going to work from home, right?
Yeah.
And then it turned into this thing where people were saying that they're more productive working at home, but really what it was is, you got to think who's saying this stuff, right? Who's telling the narrative? And then it was like, you know, everything goes in cycles. Remember that.
Yeah.
Everything.
And
everything.
There, I mean, at that time, I don't think there were really benchmarkers on if you could really tell how productive and a person was at home.
No. So then it turned into, you know, the real estate and the desk space and the office space, and it's better for employees to work at home. And I was like, yo, man, I don't know how long that's going to last.
And we were, as a daycare center, we were designated as, what did they call that? It had a special term.
Oh, man. Essential workforce.
Essential workforce.
Remember these words? So, essential workforce, social distancing. Yeah. What are these made up words they were talking about? But all this stuff like that, right? I'm going to get all that.
We're open and we still accommodated people that did have to go in.
Yep.
That were required to go in.
Well, then all these studies started coming out in these business journals, right? Whereas like employers find out that X amount of productivity is lost with people working at home. And everyone's like, no, man, I'm productive at home. I'm this, I'm that. Blah. Well, here's the thing. There's two things. One, it only takes us, what is it, one person or two people can mess it up for everybody, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, do you measure your productivity or not? You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, are they thinking of productivity as happier?
That's what it is.
Because those are two different things.
That's what it is. Because I can tell you right now, I work for myself. If I don't work, I don't make money. And I got to go to the office because some people are like that. I can't work it. I cannot without. So like, again, I'm going to hold this thing up again. I measure my productivity and I find out that I'm not doing nothing half the day.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is all these studies, right? So usually I call them like little grenades. So you see these studies show that people are more productive in the office. Studies show that, you know, jobs that are, so what you're seeing is they're telling you what's going on. You listen, when they're talking to you, you better listen. And what are they saying? So what happened yesterday on Gianna Zoom?
Yeah. So she had a Zoom for her school and they were discussing, you know, the workforce and the probability and percentages and kind of setting realistic expectations of what's going to happen after you graduate and get this master's degree. And one of the topics that was brought up is working from home and just kind of setting the expectation for these students that there's really not that many jobs that they're going to find in their niche where they're going to be able to work from home. And most of the employers are going back to the work in office mode.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I saw another thing too. They said that I saw a stat that said that the number of jobs that are online that you can work from home have the number of high paying jobs. They have a lot of those online. The ones that entry level jobs, they're starting to phase them out from working from home. So if you're
that's in line with what she was discussing.
Exactly. So if you're skilled and you could do a good job, you can work from home and get paid because you have earned the right and the skill level to work from home.
Right. You've shown.
You've demonstrated that you can do this.
Yes, exactly.
So here's what I tell my kids. I don't care. This might make somebody mad. You don't want to work from home because if you work from home, if you can do your job on the couch, that job can be done in Bangladesh. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So
in another country.
Another country. Or what's the new trend now? If you have a job, the person doesn't have to physically be there, and it's a task that needs to be done that can be done by a computer.
AI. Yeah.
Why do I want to take a job where I can be replicated by this machine? So do what you want. You can, you know, take your job. You know, you don't want to drive to the office because you don't want to burn your gas and all this kind of stuff.
And I'm sure there are people that are really great at working from home being productive with their time. But the majority of the workforce is not.
That's 100%. That's why they're saying they're not talking about. I was on LinkedIn talking about it. And these people are like, oh, no, I'm productive. Well, you know what? If you're
in that 1%,
if you're somebody who is reading articles about your job and on LinkedIn and sharing articles and brushing up on the best practices, they're not talking about you. They're talking about everybody else. Think about how sorry some of your coworkers were in the office, and now they're at home with a computer up.
They might have a pool.
Looking at YouTube on one side, and then I look at it like I said, I measure my productivity. In an 8-hour period, I learned that I worked for about 3.5 hours on my time, on my dime.
When you have your days, you know, scheduled around how you want them to be scheduled.
Yeah, because the phone rings and then, the FedEx guy, let me go check the mail. Oh, I'm going to go water the plants. Oh, look, oh, it's time to eat. Let's see. Oh, the dog wants to go outside. Oh, what's in my phone? Instagram. Oh, yeah. Oh, what's going on in the news? Oh, special bulletin. Oh,
someone knocks on your door.
Oh, my God, it's raining outside. So you know what I'm saying? So, and here's another thing, too. And I'm sorry if I'm hurting people's feelings. I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry, not sorry. There is a group of people that have never worked in the workplace that have only worked from home. How do you even know what productive is?
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me you got somebody who graduated from college or graduated from high school in 2020 and their first job was at home, right? And they're going to work 8 hours a day. Do they know what it used to be like? So then you put them in the work. So what I'm saying is, people that are working from home, I'm not saying you all aren't doing your job, but what I'm saying is there's a whole bunch of y'all that ain't. And you got to get with it. Like I say, everything goes in cycles. So they're saying get back to work. Like I said, you do what you want. You manage your life the way you want to manage it. I tell my kids, If you are the item that needs to be there, you need to be there.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, if you think about it, the businesses that came from people working from home, they must have been on the same page, because now all of a sudden you see workspaces opening up where you can go and rent an office. So are you really that productive working from home? People are able to go into an office space and be productive in work. They were looking for that, right? And those are really popping up everywhere, aren't they?
Yep. And then
so that there's some merit to that. What's going on with that? So you got to really think about it. There is 1% that can do it. The majority of the workforce, though, I think needs to be in a space where they feel like they can be productive and it's not going to be from home.
Yeah. Right? And then there was like a couple companies, really big companies that said, hey, on this day, we're forcing employees back to work. Mm. And then everybody was like, well, they don't have enough desks. They don't have enough chairs. They don't have this. They don't have that. How are they going to make us all come back to work? Mm-hmm. Because they know that 30% of y'all are going to quit. So that's the whole thing, is like getting them back to work. They're basically think about it. They're not laying anybody off. You quit. You mm-hmm. quit because you didn't want to come back to work. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. If that's the kind of job, if that's what you want to do, your entry level jobs are going to be, you can have a lot of work from home jobs on entry level. But as you start climbing the level, I read another stat too. Hmm. The stat was something like, I'm only throwing out percentages, but the number, it basically said that people who typically work from home typically don't get promoted. Mm. They usually promote people because here's the thing. They're throwing stats out there saying that people that are going to do the job from home that could be done in the office, they're not going to get promoted. They don't pay as much. So you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have your work-life balance. You can have your, I'm going to travel, I'm going to save my travel time. Mm. But statistically, you're not going to make as much money and you're not going to get promoted. Mm-hmm. And if you're okay with that, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. But just know going into it, that's what you're dealing with. So mm-hmm. you can't complain about not getting the pay you want. You can't complain about getting laid off because AI machine is doing your job, or you can go to work. So like for me, I felt like no one could do the job like me because I'm going to come in here. Like it just blows my mind. I don't get it. But my brother, he works from home. Mm-hmm. You know what? He works from this time to that time. But you know what? He's done it he worked outside the house and then he works in the house and he has set times that he has to do things. Mm. Right? So that's different. If somebody tells you, yeah, man, you can work from home and you haven't done it before, you don't know what it's like to work. You don't know what the standard is. You basically come into the job and you've got YouTube on your second monitor the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how are you going to know what work even is?
Or watching Love Island on
your phone. Watching Love Island or on your phone. Like there is no way. Mm. So I go to work. I go into the office because I won't get paid. And it might just be me.
Well, I think there is a 1%. I'll throw a percentage out there, right? But I think if you're really being honest with yourself, like those places that have just been popping up, making millions of dollars for people to rent a space to work out of, it's just pointing to the overall opinion that people do need to be in an office environment or working around other people to be more productive.
Here's the thing. Companies don't do stuff. So I was looking at somebody else and I don't even like arguing on the internet. Actually, I do like arguing on the internet.
You do. Don't even lie.
But this guy was saying like, well, man, people don't understand. Companies don't understand that, people are more productive from home and they're going to make more, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. I'm like, yo, man, I trust the billion. You mean to tell me if the company... If people are saying this, if mm-hmm. companies that make billions of dollars are saying this is what they're seeing, mm-hmm. that is what they're seeing. They're going to do what makes money, mm-hmm. right? So they're telling you this is where we're going. You can fight it all day you want, or you can go mm-hmm. You can go find another job.
That you can do that.
Because that's what I'm hearing. When I hear over and over again that X amount of dollars are lost every... I said it 4 years. Oh, my God. 4 years ago, I was like, hey... They're going to find out in a couple of years that this ain't going to work mm-hmm. because there's no way, because I know who I am. And I know that most people, not all people, most people, there's no way you're going to work for 8 hours straight if somebody's not looking at you.
Right.
There's no way unless you have a job that is like the phone ring, you're there, you're locked in. But like, if you can just willy nilly do like, I just look at my kids. Like, so if it's my 24-year-old kid, my 22-year-old, they've never worked before, they're going to put them in a job and say, hey, you get to work from home. Mm-hmm. What is that going to look like? What are you going to do? Mm. Some work, right?
Right. But there is going to be a lot of distraction. A
lot of distraction. So, so that little tangent today, we kind of went off on, but I'm just saying, what's the book? Who Moved My Cheese? right? Who Moved My Cheese? Mm-hmm. In the book, right, it's called Who Moved My Cheese. It's about these mice, and they're in this maze, and then they keep moving the cheese, and then there's a thing, and it says, and they tell them, it's written on the walls, right? So basically, they're telling you, there's two things they're telling you, AI jobs. Mm-hmm. AI, if you can't physically see somebody, a robot can do the job. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to put myself in a situation where somebody in Bangladesh could do, like, or somebody in Bangladesh is going to do the job, right? Or offshore somewhere is what I'm trying
offshore,
to say.
Offshore, yeah.
Whatever. Oh, I just say Bangladesh because that's where a lot of jobs go sometimes.
You just want to go there.
I do want to go there. So, yeah. So, hey, look. Seriously, you know, we're not hating on the people that work from home.
No, and I applaud you for that. Like, that's just not something I can do.
I can't do it. I ain't gonna make no money.
Yeah.
Especially, so you're gonna pay me an hour to do that? There's no way. And again, if somebody can replicate what you do on a TV screen, if they could do that job from anywhere, I'm not putting myself in a situation where I could be replaced because I'm on a TV screen. Mm-hmm. That's just me talking. So,
yep, I agree.
All right, cool.
Let us know your thoughts.
Let us know your thoughts. I want to hear them. Mm-hmm. I want to hear it.
Definitely.
And then and if you're not measuring your productivity, like I said, I measure my time, how much time I'm productive, how much I'm not productive. And I mean, sometimes it's 4 hours to two. That's still 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. So you got anything else?
That's it.
All right, cool. We'll see you guys in a little bit.
See you later.